Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
I'm Andy Berger, founder of Voices Against Trafficking. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and here's a tip. Parents, please play or preview the video or other gaming programs before allowing your children or teen to play. Many programs look safe until the user enters. For more tips, helplines, and hotlines.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Welcome to all of our audience all across the country, and those of you, of course, that are watching us live on TECNTV.com and on our social media platforms, be sure and check it out. We're also streaming the TECNTV.com player is at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. All right, big show for you today. Bottom of hour number two, Thomas Renz will be with us. If you watch us, you see the testimony in front of Ron Johnson, Senator Ron Johnson, regarding the injection that they are trying to force on everyone, and the over 2 million now negative reactions to it. Thomas Renz was a part of the legal team and was the lead attorney on filing the lawsuits against the FDA, against the CDC, to force them against Pfizer, against the CDC, And he'll be with us, bottom of hour number two, to talk about those lawsuits, where they are right now, and how they are starting to win because of these FOIA requests. Yeah, isn't it awesome? Isn't it awesome? And that is, by the way, my very first guest we're going to talk to in just a moment, Sandra Martin Hicks, HeartstoneNetwork.com. And we're going to talk about Victory Gardens for Life and the supply chain shortage. Bottom or top of the next hour, Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt. And Chaps is going to be on to talk to us. There is a United States Air Force cadet that is being drummed out of the academy because he is using a religious exemption to say, I don't want your abortion-plagued mRNA-changing poke. Well, the commandant, in front of 500 witnesses, on a question asked by the chaplain, said that he would defend the cadet's religious freedoms, and now he's not. And so Chaps is calling him on the carpet for his nonsense, and we will be too. Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt joins us top of the next hour. Pray in Jesus' name. Bottom of this hour on the program, David Hevner will be with us. He has got a program called The Last Evangelist, and we'll talk with him about what's going on in Hollywood and where he sees the Lord moving us in some of the things that are going on. So we'll get into that with him. Very excited to have my next guest on the program. She is actually getting ready to launch a program, may already be launched, on Brighteon TV called The Sandra Heartstone Show. And the topic right now is our food supply chain shortage, or well, it is. Look, you go into a grocery store right now, and you're going to see a lot of empty shelves. And I got to tell you, I've traveled the world a bit and been in places where that was the case. And it wasn't here until now, until this president, until Obama said he was going to turn America into a third world country. And Biden is fulfilling that promise. Sandra, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I didn't know I was on the air while ago when I was commenting.
Oh, you weren't? Oh, no. Oh, then, so, yes, yes. For those few moments, yes, absolutely. No, absolutely. Well, hey, no, it was great. Yeah. I loved it. It was kind of like having the Amen chorus.
Well, I've met Tom Rentz and interviewed him and been on his show, and yeah, go Tom.
He's a good man. Good man.
Yes, yes.
So talk to me about our supply chain. I guess what I really want to focus on, I mean, we can talk a little bit about the supply chain issue, obviously, but what I want to focus on is you're taking proactive steps to help teach people how to deal with this and bringing to everyone's attention the fact that this isn't the first time that America has relied on small home gardens. It's interesting. I'm just going to throw this in, and then I promise I'm going to give this back to you to share with us.
No worries.
But, you know, remember when Obama and his Bureau of Land Management and the EPA were trying to take control of the rivers and the streams in our backyard and tell us that all of that, that any water that happened to, I mean, that a puddle, a rain puddle, was now going to belong to the federal government? Do we see now why they were going after those things? Think about it. Piece it together, folks. They don't want you. They were going to tell us that if we built a garden in our backyard and we produced more than X number of tomatoes or cucumbers or heads of lettuce or whatever, that the excess was going to have to be turned into the federal government. They talked about this 10 years ago, nine years ago, I was talking about this on this program, and these were things the Democrats were promoting in legislation and that Obama was pushing with his administrative state. Now, ding, ding, ding.
Well, why does he want to turn this into a third world country? Why?
Well, because he hates America, right?
Well, I believe that.
No, he hates America, and in part he hates America because He identifies himself with what he believes are the oppressed, are an oppressed people. Okay. And yeah. You know, and but here's the kicker.
How's
to this.
That going to help the oppressed people? How's that going to help his oppressed people if they get even more oppressed?
Well, and that's the point. The highest unemployment rate that Black Americans experienced since for the last 60, 70 years was during the Obama presidency.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And the least under Trump.
And yeah, and so, you know, contrast the two different versions or the two different visions of America. Look, before, I mean, the Obama's very first act, and J. Christian Adams writes about this in one of his books. One of his very first acts was to hire 1,200 civil rights activist attorneys and create an extra division within the Department of Justice looking for civil rights issues to bring to court. And they did everything they could to try to vilify the police. There was just a great interview by by Tucker Carlson on Fox Nation of Zach Kriegman. Zach Kriegman was a reporter or was a data analyst, a scientist, data analyst for Reuters, and he's blue. He's been a Democrat his whole entire life. He was looking at the data, and the data disproved the hypotheses and the lies of BLM, and he brought that to his bosses, and for doing that, they fired him.
Fired him, of course. Well.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy what we're facing today.
I think the demons sit around at night drinking margaritas, high-fiving each other over all of the evil they're doing.
Well, more to the point over how they've absolutely pulled the wool over the eyes of the church, because you've got churches. Yeah. Look. I've spoke out a lot.
And minority churches are still closed.
Yes. And I've spoke out a lot about the churches that have embraced things like homosexual marriage and you know, just things that God says are bad. But here's the thing that the Lord has been showing me recently, Sandra, and that is the problem is the pastors don't have an answer for sin. Because they have agreed with the idea that there's more than one way to heaven. They have agreed with the idea that there is not an absolute truth. They have agreed with the idea that the Word of God, the Bible, is just really the writings of men, and therefore up for discussion. And so when all of that sand is your foundation and you're struggling yourself and you don't have an answer, you don't feel like you have an answer, and someone comes to you and professes what they're professing, you can't say to them, look, the point of what we say is not to say, oh, you're wrong, you're a terrible sinner. The point of what we say is just to say, hey, guess what? We have an answer for that. We have an answer for the sin struggle that you're in, and his name is Jesus Christ, and he hung on a cross, and he died, and he rose again. His shed blood washes away your sin, and the old nature that is running your life today can be crucified and buried, but you need to confess it. You need to allow the faith that God's given you to accept it and believe it, and you'll be set free from the things, from the bondage of sin and death. We have an answer. And the demons are just sitting there laughing, going, those idiots, we've fooled them. We fooled them. 2 Corinthians 11, even Satan appeared dimly as an angel of light.
The other day, I don't know if you've heard of, the film or the, watch the water with Dr. Artis. about the snake venom?
Yeah, I did. I'm gonna have a virologist on tomorrow who's an associate. He's part of the Children's Defense Health Bobby Kennedy's network to talk about that and kind of because he and I had some conversations about that, and there's some things about that that are not that may not be completely.
Yeah, and Brian will say that. Well, Brian will say, look, I don't know how it spreads. Brian is saying there's a lot I don't know, but I talked to him and he showed me a report and he said they tested 30 people with COVID and 30 people that had never had COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And the science shows the people with COVID had 30 different snake peptides in their blood and the people that never had COVID didn't. And all I wanted to say about that is...
Yes, ma'am.
Is he said, you know, when he, of course, the snake is the representation of Satan.
Yes.
And to him, this was spiritual warfare. Okay. Well, here's the part that got me thinking, I really got to pay attention to this, because do you know what's in anti-venom? Lamb's blood. Does
right.
that just give you chills?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I had a dream that night, and the dream was this. I was at a wedding. There was two people getting married. What?
Hang on.
I didn't,
we're going to go into a break. Okay. I want you to share that dream, but I want you to be able to share it with more at the, you know what I mean? To really be able to share it. So hold on.
Gotcha.
We got 40 seconds before we go into a break. And I want to make this very clear. Brian Artis was on my program, broke remdesivir on my program with Peter Bregan and Dr. Eric Naputi. I love Dr. Brian. He is an awesome man. He is a godly man. And I respect him to the hilt, to the hilt. So don't get me wrong. I have been telling people about remdesivir ever since he was on the program and broke that and how bad it is. So I love Dr. Brian Artis. Just want to be clear about that. Sondra Martin Hicks is my guest. Back with her. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, Children Generation Radio. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any good products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, workers and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Boy, I just made it under the wire there, folks. One of the things that I love about doing this, and I've been doing this now for 11 years, and my doctor says it's therapeutic for me, which is a good thing. But it's the great and incredible people that I get to meet. And my guest, Sandra Martin Hicks, who I'm getting to meet for the first time today, is one of those incredibly wonderful people. So, all right. So we were talking about, you had a conversation with our mutual friend, Dr. Brian Artis, again,
yes.
An incredibly godly man, a great man, and he came on this program and broke Remdesivir on this program right here with Dr. Peter Bregan and Dr. Dr. Eric Naputi and one other person. And so, again, I love Dr. Brian, love him to pieces, and I'm going to have Dr. Brian Hooker on tomorrow to talk a little bit more in depth about what he discovered and just, what are all the facts that are associated with that, because we want to make sure that everything that we share, everything that we put out, that we have, pretty, concrete ability to be able to support it so that we don't give the other side, we don't give those demons an opportunity at night to kick back and have a martini. Yeah.
Regardless of what any of that turns out with Dr. Artis, regardless, the dream God gave me pertains to everything that's going on right now.
Please share. Yeah.
It was very, very quick. It was just simply this. And normally I'm not a dream interpreter, but when I woke up, I went, oh, I know exactly what that dream means. I was at a wedding. I'm sure in the dream I knew who the people were getting married, but they were nondescript. They weren't people I knew getting married.
Okay.
When I woke up. And when they were getting married, mafia-type people, gangsters, came in and abducted them off the platform, took them out behind the church, and they had machine guns, and they were going to murder them in cold blood right in front of me, and they didn't even care that I was going to watch. And so what did I do? I started walking in the power that Christ gives us. And I told them in the name of Jesus, they would not kill these people. I said, in the name of Jesus, your guns are going to jam and you are going to be impotent. You will not have your way today. And do you know that's exactly what happened?
Praise God. Jammed.
They couldn't kill him and they left and the bride and groom went back in and got married. To me, that was the bride of Christ.
Yeah.
And God was saying that the bride of Christ would stand up and use their power.
I'm getting chills. I'm getting chills. So let me tell you. So when I was in this accident, I had three trips to heaven, but I also had an ongoing vision that God was showing me. And in that vision, I had been taken in by this organization that was supposed to be the good guys. I was given new limbs. I was shown how to use them. I was trained in how to defend myself and trained in how to use weaponry and so forth. and was progressing in the training, did really well, and ended up being the partner of the guy who was second in command of the whole organization. And we would go out and do these missions, and at the exact right moment, reinforcements would come, and we'd get the bad guys, and we'd win. Well, in one of those assignments, we went out, and the head guy, for some reason, didn't like me. I didn't know why, didn't understand it, didn't make sense, and they would argue. Okay, so in one of those instances, we went out and the reinforcements didn't show up, and they killed the guy that was second in command, and they re-injured me severely. I was held prisoner. I was tortured. And then finally, I saw the head guy showed up, and he and the bad guys talked. And I think they didn't think I could see what was going on, that I was, you know, too beat up, too drugged up, too whatever. But I saw. And what I saw was is that that our head guy that was supposed to be the head of the good guys was a partner in cahoots with all the bad guys. And that it was all for show. And so then we went back. You know, I didn't say anything, but they said, you know, you really don't have to go back into active duty. We'll fix you up again, but you know, you've been through a traumatic experience and so on and so on and so on and so on. So here's what happens.
Well,
there's this darkness, and the place that I'm in is like a stadium, and the stadium goes way up high, and on the ground is like mats where we would do our workouts and our training and all that stuff. And I began to walk up the stairs, and the Lord told me to start declaring his name in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. And as I'm walking up the stairs, turning from side to side, declaring his name, all of a sudden the darkness is breaking off. And the people who were sitting there suddenly have Bibles in their hands, and they're reading the word. And as I go up the stairwell, up towards the very top of the stadium, as I'm walking up, declaring the name of Jesus Christ, light is coming into that stadium, and the guy who was the head is running for the hills.
Wow.
And that's when I came out of the comatose state that I had been in since the accident in ICU.
Wow.
And so I just reaffirmed to you and to everyone listening, every knee will bow, every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord. As believers in Christ, we must understand the power of the name of Jesus Christ, and we must begin to declare it. Sandra, God bless you, and thanks for being here.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, I'm Andy Berger, founder of Voices Against Trafficking. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and here's a tip. Parents, please play or preview the video or other gaming programs before allowing your children or teen to play. Many programs look safe until the user enters. For more tips, helplines, and hotlines, visit voicesagainsttrafficking.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg for Cocolassus. Cocolassus, right here, folks. This stuff is absolutely delicious. Dark cocoa and black molasses. And talk about healthy. Wow. Vitamins, minerals, nutrients. This stuff is absolutely dynamite. And it tastes great. Just take a cup of hot water and take some Cocolassus, measure it out, and I'm going to get every last drop of it right here, boy. Take my spoon, scoop that cup right out so I can get every last drop of Cocolasses. Got my Cocolasses right here in my cup. Stir it up. You can put a little more, a little less, whatever you prefer. And bottoms up. Cocolasses to your health.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. He is a film producer. He is an evangelist. He is a man of many great talents, and I am very, very honored to have him on my program and very excited to talk with him. It's been several years, actually, since he was able to be on the program with us because of all the projects that he's involved. You can watch him on TV, by the way. You can watch The Last Evangelist. You can go to his website, which is David, and it's Heavener, the way that you'd spell heaven with an R. Or with an E-R, I should say. HEAVENER.TV. David Heavener.TV. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome David Heavener to the program. David, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, Pastor Craig. That's a great introduction. I need to have you come with me on all my conferences and introduce me.
Absolutely. I'll be there, baby. I'd love to be the opening act.
No, I don't think I want to follow you. I don't think follow you. But, hey, I just mentioned to you before we went in the air, I was testing out this new mic. Is it okay?
Oh, man, are you kidding? You sound like you're sitting next to me.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's fine. And well, see, and did you notice how I was doing, you know, kind of the industry stall there, right? While you were getting the equipment ready, I just, you know, that whole.
That's very good, Greg.
Ladies and gentlemen, absolutely. that is what two professionals do when they work together. That's what happens. Just thought I'd check.
Well, thank you.
Oh, man. Hey, it is really, really awesome. Awesome to have you with me. Man, there's so much that's going on today. So much that's happening.
Yeah.
And both, as a matter of fact, I just had Sandra Martin Hicks on, and we both shared a little bit of some dreams and vision stuff that God had shown us. And I have to tell you, my show has been very political because the left, the progressives, the communists, they want us to believe that as Christians, we're not supposed to talk about anything that's actually happening in the world. We're not supposed to be salt and light in the world. And so they've made everything that that has to do with life political. Well, you know what? I don't play that game. I'm going to talk about it because it's life. And I know you do the same thing. Fighting for truth one video at a time is a tagline for you. Talk to me. What are some of the major issues that you see right now where you're shining light?
Yeah. You know, it's a great question. Last Evangelist, you know, is a TV series I've been working on for 3 years. We just finished the first episode, and it premieres May the 7th. And what is it? It's CSI meets the Book of Revelation. I play a cop, and I bust underground churches because they're not registered with the government until something goes wrong. And I hear God's voice, go blind, wake up, God instructs me to go after the Antichrist with the Bible in one hand, a gun in the other. The story unfolds. So this is an episodic. And the reason I brought this up is because it deals with Bible prophecy and how it's connected to what's happening right now in these last days, both political, the financial arena, the cultural, and also even the religious. arena. So what's happening here, Greg, what we're seeing is, I believe, two things. Number one, it's a surge of the Antichrist to a new level, beating his chest, saying, okay, here I am. There's nothing you're going to do about it. And he's doing it slowly to test us, to see if we are going to do anything about it, if we are going to use the power God has given us. Number two, it's also a diversion. And what I mean by this is, you know, I do a live show just like you, and we have to be careful not to get sucked into the theatrics of this Antichrist-created agenda of diverting people over into this stuff without staying into the spiritual world, because we fight not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities.
Amen.
So I keep struggling with that, man. I'll do a show and it keeps drifting political, you know, and I say, God, politics hasn't really been my arena, you know, and God surely says, yes, I understand it's not, David, but you have to understand, the Antichrist is over here beating his chest. He has to be taken down at certain times. So I'm going to call you into this battlefield, take out the enemy, then step back in and do what you normally do. So I don't know if that makes sense.
No,
but I struggle
absolutely.
With what you struggle with.
Well, it's and so what God is, you know, a couple of things that recently the Lord has shown me, and I've been including that as I've been preaching. I've through this injury, through this accident, God's given me a huge ministry in Punjab, India. I've got over 550 churches over there, and we've planted 500 churches in Punjab in the last 2 years.
Wow, that is amazing.
It's all God, brother. It's amazing. I share my testimony, and the people over there convert to Christianity in droves, just in droves.
Oh, man, because they're hungry.
Absolutely, they're hungry. Absolutely. But one of the things the Lord has recently been talking to me about is Jesus's pronunciation that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The church's problem is that they're waiting. They're thinking that it's like Jesus came and then he took all of his toys with him when he left.
Right.
He didn't. He left all of them here, and he gave us parables. He gave us the parables of the talents, and he gave us the parables of the master who leaves the vineyard in charge, right, of his individuals, and then he comes back expecting them to give him what belonged to him, and having taken care of what it was that he left them to steward while he was gone. And so he said, you know, two things to me. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Three things. And he said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and therefore every kingdom belongs to God that's here on earth right now. So there's no such thing as God is that the church shouldn't be engaged in politics. We literally are the kingdom of heaven having invaded the earth, and therefore every kingdom here should be being influenced by us. Not the other way around.
Absolutely. You know, the first episode of Last Evangelist is called Legalize Jesus. And we have to understand that the counterculture has made Jesus illegal, even though they won't say it. Mm-hmm. It's what's insinuated, meaning, you know, you're afraid to talk about God. You're afraid to step out. No. Hang on for a second. We own this. This is ours. Mm-hmm. We have the right to evict any demon that God chooses to evict through us, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so the analogy I love about Jesus left the toys, and God forgive me if I'm, I don't want to insult the Lord on this, but the vision I got when you said that, Greg, was a toy maker telling his children, I'll be back one day, you know, and when I come back, I'm going to look at all the things that you've done, all these great, you know, toys that you've made, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's left the tools for them, mm-hmm. right? So he leaves. And meanwhile, all the kids are sitting around going, well, we're waiting for our master to bring some toys back. Well, what are you waiting for him for? He never said he's going to bring any toys back. He said he's leaving you the tools to make toys.
Amen.
So you see, God's church is not using the tools God gave them.
No.
Jesus said, I'm going to go, and I'm sending a comforter, but not a comforter just, but a someone to guide us, someone to,
yes.
The power of God is funneled through the Holy Spirit, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
we're not using the power to get rid of a lot of this scum out there. And I say spiritually.
Right.
To get rid of the spiritual scum.
Well, we're not telling people that Jesus said on the cross, it is finished. We're telling people that, well, you know what? You have your club of despots over here and this club of despots over here, and everybody's struggling in their stuff because nobody's telling them that, guess what? Jesus Christ already set you free from that. We literally are Peter Pan running around with our shadow trying to get Wendy to sew it back on, and God's saying, I circumcised you with my hands, not made of flesh, and I've cut that old nature away. You have been made new. I didn't put lipstick on a bunch of pigs and then send them back out. I slaughtered the swine, okay? I slaughtered the swine, and you are now a new creation in Christ. You're set free. And it's not something you're going to do. It's something I've done in you. Now relax and walk in it.
Amen. Amen, brother. So right. So true. And, you know, the thing we have to be careful of, and you know this, is censorship. I've been taken down off platforms left and right, telling the truth. And sounds like you might have to go to a break.
We're going to go to a break in just a few minutes, in just about 30 seconds. So let me take this back, and then David's going to be back with us. We've got about seven minutes coming up on the other side of this. David, I have too. I have been banned from Vimeo. I've been banned for life from YouTube. I've been banned from LinkedIn. And I've been banned from Twitter for calling Eric Swalwell the Chinese spy whore. But he is. I don't know what to tell you. All right. Hey, David Hebner is my guest. DavidHebner.tv is the website. You got to be sure and check it out. We'll talk more about the Last Evangelist premiere coming up in May, so you can find out how to get it. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943. Promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because
because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, David Hevner. And again, you can find him at David Hevner, HEAVENER.TV, DavidHevner.TV. And you can get signed up over there. They have an annual Watch Anywhere rate, a monthly rate as well, to get signed up for the videos, and also access to The Last Evangelist. And so, David, you were talking to us about it. It really just sounds so incredibly cool. So talk to me about how folks can access it and you know, go and watch it.
Yeah, so May 7th is when it'll be launched. We're having a live event in Brookville, Ohio. If they want to find out more about it, they can text the word evangelist to 41444, or they can go to davidhevener.tv/order and get some tickets. But you can watch it on davidhevener.tv if you're a subscriber, May 7th. But you know what's interesting, Pastor Greg, is the chosen generation. I love that. I love that we're chosen, because in these last days, we are chosen. God is bringing his elect. And so what does that mean? That means through media, just like the Antichrist is using media for his agenda, God is using media all that much more for his agenda.
Amen.
And, but you got to go, okay, but how do we avoid all the censorship? How do we avoid, like, you get censored, I get censored, you have to be careful what you say, and you're constantly going from one platform to the other, you know? Well, God told me in my world of making movies, which is Last Evangelist TV series, don't go to the studios, because they're going to censor you. Don't go to investors, they're going to tell you what to do. Go to my people. So we made the first episode, Greg, off donations. I run it through my church, and it's off donations. And if anybody would like to get involved and help donate to do episode 2 and to let us continue on, they can go to lastevangelist.com. You can get a special thank you. You can donate, become an actor, donate, become a producer. It's all funded by the people. And eventually, I'm going to release it as a free platform. They can watch it, but they'll pay it forward. So this is, and I'm just giving you a Johnny Thunder tour of how,
yeah,
in my world of filmmaking, how we have to beat the devil, you know?
Amen. Amen. Oh, man, that's awesome. I just clicked on it. Very, very cool. Very, very cool. And $40,000 raised by 180 supporters so far. And that's awesome. Good job, folks. Good job.
Yeah.
Way to step up and, you know, and catch the vision and see the importance of, you know, proper good entertainment and the value of entertainment. Look, you know, I think about how in the original days of the church, you know, if you were going to be an artist and you were going to sing, then what you were presenting was commissioned by the church. The church commissioned you to create that music. Okay. Art form was commissioned. And something that the Lord really put on my heart was, you know, we think about Lucifer. Well, Lucifer was what? He was the head of praise in heaven. That's what we understand. And he was cast out because he tried to elevate himself. He thought he had a better plan than God had. And in the same way that he was cast out, I believe that the church cast that creativity out. And I really believe that part of what Christ did, he's restoring that creativity, David, back into the church.
Well, he is. He is, Pastor Greg. And when we say the church, and I think you agree with me, and I know your audience will understand this, we're not talking about the church buildings. We're not talking about the modern-day culture of the church. I call that the apostate. That's actually going to be part of the new world religion, the one world religion. We're talking about God's people, the elect.
Yeah.
And you're right. He's now restoring us. And what does that mean? He gives us dreams and visions. And along with that, he'll give us provision. Okay? So if you're out there listening and God has given you a vision to do something creatively, don't be afraid. Don't let the church building tell you you can't do it because you're not in the program. You got to wait a year before you get booked to say two words in the pulpit. Go out and do it. God will guide you. You're a perfect example. God gave you this idea for a show to go out, and look, he's blessed you, and he's brought a lot of people in that's been blessed. So there you go.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, it's interesting, too, as you were talking about that, I did an interview yesterday with a pastor friend that I've known since 2014 who lives in the Ukraine just outside of Kiev. And we did an extended interview with him talking about it. But a lot of people don't realize this, that the Russian Orthodox Church is completely and totally controlled by the communist regime in Russia. They do the bidding of the Russian communist regime, of Putin and that regime. That's why the Ukrainian church and the Georgian and so on all broke off and became a separate orthodoxy, because of the fact that they were not going to allow the evil that was being perpetrated to be what guided and directed those churches. And it's, you know, when you see this, if you understand the history of this and you go back to what happened, how did the Soviet Union break up to begin with? How did Poland become independent? Poland became independent because of a revival that took place by a group of traveling musicians and evangelists within the Catholic Church in Poland. Under the man who became Pope John Paul. And it was that revival that led to Poland's breaking free and becoming independent. Pretty amazing.
Wow, that is, absolutely. How does that relate to us? Is we cannot let ourselves be connected to this Antichrist church that's growing today. We've got to separate ourselves. And it's almost like, you know, you got to get up and take a spiritual shower every day and get the religious stuff off. Because that's how we're going to worship in truth and in spirit, right? And Amen. Hear God's voice.
No, yeah. There's no question. And you know, there are pockets of that that are happening and individuals that are engaging in that. And I think the biggest key is, you know, God's going to help us to find one another and bless with one another and work with one another and break bread with one another. And that's going to grow. There is an awakening that is going to happen in the United States. I believe that God is already breathing out his spirit to do that. And I, you know, I, as I know you do, David, we just want to be right where God wants us to be, so that he can use us in the way that he wants to use us. And God bless you for all that you're doing, brother. DavidHebner.tv. Be sure and check it out. Become a partner. Call him today, 844-806-0006. That's 844-806-0006. And you can become a partner with David Hebner and what they're doing. God bless you. Back after this, hour number two.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.